Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
The Loons are home tonight at Allianz. They take on rival Sporting Kansas City. Heavy weather, Kansas, Oklahoma, some of these videos. Tornadoes around Omaha are crazy. Quiet tonight, cloudy, cool at Allianz for the match. Once again, a 7:30 start. Andy Greeter joins from the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Andy, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
I am. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, good to visit with you. Hey, the Loons coming off a terrific win on the road against Charlotte FC.
Yeah, I think what was interesting about that one is new head coach Eric Ramsey changed the formation, changed the starting 11, and kind of threw some curveballs with those changes, and they came off to great success to be able to go on the road and win 3-0 at Charlotte against a team that had won, I think it was 13, or been unbeaten in 13 consecutive matches since May of 2023. So, you know, just really a nice showing for the young head coach to be able to put together a different plan and to catch Charlotte with those changes.
And Robin Lud did pretty darn well.
Yeah, he's been the Loons' best player this season. He has 3 goals and 5 assists. Those 8 goal contributions puts him tied for 4th in MLS. Through the first, you know, 9 or so match days, and that puts him in company of Leo Messi and Luis Suarez and Lucho Acosta, some of the best, you know, hometown names that you can find in this league. He's been really stepping up, not only just goal scoring, but playmaking, because they're still without Emmanuel Reynoso, and Robin Lud's performance has made him not miss Reynoso.
All right, let's get the latest on Reynoso. What do we know?
You know, he's, you know, still away from the team. They're actively looking to see what they can do for him to find a new team. If that means, you know, transferring him outside of MLS, which I've heard is possible, potentially to Liga MX in Mexico. But I think this time, the second big instance of him leaving the team and staying away unexcused is kind of a you know, the beginning of the end, and they're looking to move him. Now, the summer transfer window doesn't come around until July and August. Wow. It sounds like there's chances that he could, you know, come back to the team and train and probably have to put in some time to work his way back into the team. But they're actively looking to see what sort of opportunities there are to move him to another team. The challenge with this is he's their record transfer signing. They spent $5 million to Boca Juniors in Argentina to bring him to the U.S. in 2020. And given the fact that he's AWOL now and hasn't been a good teammate, his value on the market is going to be depressed. So what are they going to be willing to to receive for the fact that, you know, he's a depreciated asset at this point? You know, are you able to get, you know, a quarter on the dollar, or are you getting a dime on the dollar? I think it'll be really interesting to see what they end up doing. You know, it sounds like they're open to potentially moving him within MLS, but I think they're probably more likely or more wishful to get him out of the league. So if he does come back and does put together those great things that he can do with the ball on his left foot, you're not paying the consequences in league play.
Yeah, tough situation for Minnesota United FC, for sure. Andy Greeter joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Loons and the Gophers for the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com. Sporting Kansas City, quite a rivalry, but your match preview in the Pioneer Press, they've dominated this series.
They have, especially lately. You know, Peter Vermes is their longtime coach, and he really kind of figured out what Adrian Heath wanted to do and really took advantage of it. And this rivalry, which they call kind of the nicest rivalry in sports, has been very, very one-sided. Kansas City, you know, won all three games last year by a combined 7-1 scoreline, and it's been that way for years and years. It seems like that Kansas City just really has Minnesota's number. But like we started talking about, you know, Eric Ramsey has thrown different wrinkles into his coaching style and into his team and into his formation and tactics and the kind of rotation of the squad at times. And I think he'll be a little bit more difficult for Peter Vermes and Kansas City to nail down tonight.
And Eric Ramsey's got to be right at home in weather like this. This has got to feel like the UK.
Yeah, you know, yesterday it was training up in Blaine, and it was a comment. Yeah, you know, he's used to this coming from Manchester and coming from Wales. You know, this kind of cloudy, overcast, rainy conditions are very much in his wheelhouse. It's funny, you know, I think it was a week or so ago, yesterday. I don't know if you remember the weather then, but it was very blustery and snowy, and he came out for training and had to go back into the locker room because he forgot some gloves. So, you know, while he's used to the rain, I don't think he's so used to the snow, and had to kind of go back in for another layer for training last week.
Yeah, and I'm wondering about Ramsey. We so often take for granted what professional athletes, particularly in an international game, go through. This has got to be quite an adjustment. I mean, picking up and moving across the pond to the States, and I mean, that's got to be a big part of the story for him.
Yeah, no doubt. And the fact that, you know, he joined a team that was in the middle of the season, you know, he didn't have the benefit of 6 weeks of preseason to be able to get to know the guys, be able to slowly implement the way he wanted to play, understand the players, form a relationship with them, motivate them, see what makes them tick. You know, he flew in on the weekend and then was coaching on the sideline the following weekend. But, you know, he's been able to have some successes. You know, they got a win in his first game against LAFC. They hit a bit of a rough patch for three games where they were winless in three, and then they got the win last weekend. So it's been kind of a mixed bag on the field. I think they like the fact of kind of what they call the underlying numbers, the expected goals, you know, the possession, the kind of, you know, pressing chances that they're creating. So they like kind of the underlying numbers, even if some of those results in the middle of his tenure so far through five games kind of hit a little bit of a low point. I think they like the fact of where they are kind of overall, and it'll be a tough test tonight.
Andy Greeter joining us once again from the Pioneer Press, covering the Loons, and he'll have full coverage tonight and in the paper tomorrow, of course. Sporting KC in town, 7:30 start tonight on the Midway at Allianz in St. Paul. Golden Gopher football, some Gophers selected in the draft, and I know, Andy, you've been doing double duty this week, covering that as well.
Yeah, Tyler Newbin went in the second round last night to the New York Giants, and he's going to join a couple of his former Gopher teammates. You guys remember John Michael Schmitz, the Gopher center, was taken in the second round a year ago by the Giants. Carter Coughlin, the former Eden Prairie standout, is also in New York, so he'll have some familiar faces there. But, you know, I think he was the first safety drafted in the NFL draft here this year. Very talented ball-hawking type player. The Giants put out a video of him talking to the general manager and the head coach, and you know, Tyler was the type of player that kind of always put it all out on the field and wore his heart on the sleeve, and that showed in that video. He was kind of crying down. He was breaking down and crying, kind of how emotional it was for him to be able to have a dream come true to play in the NFL.
Yeah, it is really an emotional time. I mean, that's probably the thing with family and friends there, whether they're in person in the draft this year at Detroit or, you know, at a family home or a gathering spot or whatever. You know, yeah. I like that because it shows it's not just the player, it's the impact on the family and the people around.
Oh, no doubt. What's great about it is he's also posted some photos on Instagram, and obviously his brother Jordan is a Gopher teammate of his, and yeah. His dad played college football. His mom was a track athlete in college, and so there's a lot of talent in that family, and you saw kind of the emotions of Tyler and Charisse and Rodney and Jordan and kind of what this moment meant to him and what it means to the program as well. The Gophers have had a first or second round draft pick in 5 straight years. And the last time they were able to do that was World War II era. So just kind of a nice run of success for some high-end type players. That includes, you know, Rashad Bateman and Antoine Winfield Jr. And Boye Mafe, John Michael Schmitz, and Tyler Newbin. So, and it looks like there's a chance that that's going to continue next year. Obviously, there's some really talented linemen on the Gophers team right now. Ariante Ursary, their left tackle, Jaw Joyner, a defensive end. Those two guys have put together nice college careers and are looking to cap it off here this fall before they want to hear their names called next year.
Yeah, and there's a couple of big dates in sports. When spring practice begins, when summer camp begins. And now maybe the biggest of all in college sports, when does the portal shut? When is the transfer portal over? And especially for, you know, a member of the media who covers these teams, the portal, it's insane.
Yeah, it is. It's a daily churn of development. You know, it's wild. I think what's been great for Gopher football is the fact that they've been winning in the transfer portal. You know, they've had, I think, 5 guys leave, 5 guys come in. Of the 5 guys that left, I think only 1 or 2 of them were on the 2-deep. They haven't lost a starter. Outside of Ethan Calliope-Manis, 15 of the 16 presumptive starters that had eligibility from last year's team are back. And I think that's a credit to what the Gophers have done with NIL money in retaining and kind of having a cultural sustainability with their players. But, yeah, I mean, they've had some huge wins as well. Tyler Williams is a 4-star transfer from the University of Georgia, who was a very highly coveted wide receiver out of the state of Florida in the 2023 class. He's going to really help what looks like a really unthreatening wide receiver room in spring practices. Daniel Jackson, their clear number one, was out and had a couple of injuries and a couple of issues, 7 drop issues and not being able to make explosive plays. So they needed to go out and get a wide receiver and Tyler Williams from Georgia. Obviously that school jumps off the page, and the fact that he was, you know, top 25 wide receiver in the nation in last year's recruiting class. And then obviously Jackson Howard, who was the best in-state recruit in the 2023 class. He went to LSU for a season. He entered the transfer portal. Now he's coming back to the Gophers. So some really high-end type talent that's going to immediately plug in to their 2-deep and maybe even be starters next year. So while there's always kind of trepidation on who might be leaving, or where people are going, or what that churn is going to be every day, the Gophers, so far in the portal, which is closing in a few days, have been coming out ahead.
Yeah, wow. Lots to keep track of. And there's people, you know, this has got to change. I don't know how it changes. I think player movement of this type is here to stay. I don't think you're putting the genie back in the bottle.
No, and what I think they need to do, and obviously the flip side of this is the Gophers lost Elijah Hawkins, their point guard, one of the nation's leading assist men last season, and he said he was coming back on multiple occasions. The Gophers promoted that he was coming back and shared that, you know, point guard one is coming back and all of those different things, and it was a big success. And then, you know, somebody got to him and said, you know, hey, there might be better opportunities money-wise in the transfer portal, and he decided to start looking elsewhere. So I think while they have windows like we talked about, like the portal opened 2 weeks ago and is closing here soon, I think they also need to have some sort of binding agreement once you say you're coming and once you've committed to be able to make that, like, lock that in, so that way you're not having guys like the Gopher football team last year had a number of guys that committed and then backed off that commitment. So, you know, it's difficult to kind of know what you have because you're trying to put together a spreadsheet, put together a roster of where your team is. And if they say they're in and then all of a sudden they're out, then you're left scrambling.
Yeah. There's got to be a way that people representing the players' best interests in the schools can get together on some sort of structure to sort all this out. You know, but what that looks like, I agree. Some sort of contract, some sort of agreement where it's kind of like, right, hey, you've agreed to be here for the next year. You know, something along those lines.
I agree. I think that would help cut down on some of the madness that goes on. I think it's interesting to see how many people, you know, think the grass is greener on the other side. And maybe in Jackson Howard's case, when he went down to the SEC school at LSU, and maybe it wasn't what he thought it was and decided to come home, I think there's benefits to that. But I think the amount of movement that we see and the fact that it's not just a one-time transfer, we're seeing two- and three-time transfers, just given kind of how there's no kind of guardrails from the NCAA on kind of what people can do and when they can do it. I think there's, like I said, there are a couple of windows where they've kind of put it at certain times, so it's not a free-for-all all the time, I think is an encouraging step in the right direction. But, yeah, I think some sort of a written agreement that says, hey, you have to, you're signing on to stay here for X amount of time will kind of help cut down on some of the wafering that goes on.
All right, Andy, always good to visit with you once again. Look forward to your coverage tonight. The Loons take on Sporting KC at Allianz at 7:30. Andy will, of course, be covering on social media and then have stories at TwinCities.com and in the Pioneer Press tomorrow. Have a good evening, Andy.
Yep, thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right, Andy Greeter on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
The Loons are home tonight at Allianz. They take on rival Sporting Kansas City. Heavy weather, Kansas, Oklahoma, some of these videos. Tornadoes around Omaha are crazy. Quiet tonight, cloudy, cool at Allianz for the match. Once again, a 7:30 start. Andy Greeter joins from the Pioneer Press, online at TwinCities.com. Andy, good to visit with you. I hope you're doing well.
I am. How are you, Steve?
Yeah, good to visit with you. Hey, the Loons coming off a terrific win on the road against Charlotte FC.
Yeah, I think what was interesting about that one is new head coach Eric Ramsey changed the formation, changed the starting 11, and kind of threw some curveballs with those changes, and they came off to great success to be able to go on the road and win 3-0 at Charlotte against a team that had won, I think it was 13, or been unbeaten in 13 consecutive matches since May of 2023. So, you know, just really a nice showing for the young head coach to be able to put together a different plan and to catch Charlotte with those changes.
And Robin Lud did pretty darn well.
Yeah, he's been the Loons' best player this season. He has 3 goals and 5 assists. Those 8 goal contributions puts him tied for 4th in MLS through the first, you know, 9 or so match days, and that puts him in company of Leo Messi and Luis Suarez and Lucho Acosta, some of the best, you know, hometown names that you can find in this league. He's been really stepping up, not only just goal scoring, but playmaking, because they're still without Emmanuel Reynoso, and Robin Lud's performance has made him not miss Reynoso.
All right, let's get the latest on Reynoso. What do we know?
You know, he's you know, still away from the team. They're actively looking to see what they can do for him to find a new team. If that means, you know, transferring him outside of MLS, which I've heard is possible, potentially to Liga MX in Mexico. But I think this time, the second big instance of him leaving the team and staying away unexcused is kind of you know, the beginning of the end, and they're looking to move him. Now, the summer transfer window doesn't come around until July and August. Wow. It sounds like there's chances that he could, you know, come back to the team and train and probably have to put in some time to work his way back into the team. But they're actively looking to see what sort of opportunities there are to move him to another team. The challenge with this is he's their record transfer signing. They spent $5 million to Boca Juniors in Argentina to bring him to the U.S. in 2020. And given the fact that he's AWOL now and hasn't been a good teammate, his value on the market is going to be depressed. So what are they going to be willing to to receive for the fact that, you know, he's a depreciated asset at this point? You know, are you able to get, you know, a quarter on the dollar, or are you getting a dime on the dollar? I think it'll be really interesting to see what they end up doing. You know, it sounds like they're open to potentially moving him within MLS, but I think they're probably more likely or more wishful to get him out of the league. So if he does come back and does put together those great things that he can do with the ball on his left foot, you're not paying the consequences in league play.
Yeah, tough situation for Minnesota United FC. For sure. Andy Greeter joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. He covers the Loons and the Gophers for the Pioneer Press and online at TwinCities.com. Sporting Kansas City, quite a rivalry, but in your match preview in the Pioneer Press, they've dominated this series.
They have, especially lately. You know, Peter Vermes is their longtime coach, and he really kind of figured out what Adrian Heath wanted to do. and really took advantage of it. And this rivalry, which they call kind of the nicest rivalry in sports, has been very, very one-sided. Kansas City, you know, won all three games last year by a combined 7-1 scoreline, and it's been that way for years and years. It seems like that Kansas City just really has Minnesota's number. But like we started talking about, you know, Eric Ramsey has thrown different wrinkles into his coaching style and into his team and into his formation and tactics and the kind of rotation of the squad at times. And I think he'll be a little bit more difficult for Peter Vermes in Kansas City to nail down tonight.
And Eric Ramsey's got to be right at home in weather like this. This has got to feel like the UK.
Yeah, you know, yesterday it was training up in Blaine, and it was a comment. Yeah, you know, he's used to this coming from Manchester and coming from Wales. You know, this kind of cloudy, overcast,
right,
rainy conditions are very much in his wheelhouse. It's funny, you know, I think it was a week or so ago, yesterday, I don't know if you remember the weather then, but it was very blustery and snowy, and he came out for training and had to go back into the locker room because he forgot some gloves. So, you know, while he's used to the rain, I don't think he's so used to the snow, and had to kind of go back in for another layer for training last week.
Yeah, and I'm wondering about Ramsey. We so often take for granted what professional athletes, particularly in an international game, go through. This has got to be quite an adjustment. I mean, picking up and moving across the pond to the States, and I mean, that's got to be a big part of the story for him.
Yeah, no doubt. And the fact that, you know, he joined a team that was in the middle of the season. You know, he didn't have the benefit of 6 weeks of preseason to be able to get to know the guys, be able to slowly implement the way he wanted to play, understand the players, form a relationship with them, motivate them, see what makes them tick. You know, he flew in on the weekend and then was coaching on the sideline the following weekend. But, you know, he's been able to have some successes. You know, they got a win in his first game against LAFC. They hit a bit of a rough patch for three games where they were winless in three, and then they got the win last weekend. So it's been kind of a mixed bag on the field. I think they like the fact of kind of what they call the underlying numbers, the expected goals, you know, the possession, the kind of, you know, pressing chances that they're creating. So they like kind of the underlying numbers, even if some of those results in the middle of his tenure so far through five games kind of hit a little bit of a low point. I think they like the fact of where they are kind of overall, and it'll be a tough test tonight.
Andy Grader joining us once again from the Pioneer Press, covering the Loons, and he'll have full coverage tonight and in the paper tomorrow, of course. Sporting KC in town, 7:30 start tonight on the Midway at Allianz in St. Paul. Golden Gopher football, some Gophers selected in the draft, and I know, Andy, you've been doing double duty this week covering that as well.
Yeah, Tyler Newbin went in the second round last night to the New York Giants, and he's going to join a couple of his former Gopher teammates. You guys remember John Michael Schmitz, the Gopher center, was taken in the second round a year ago by the Giants. Carter Coughlin, the former Eden Prairie standout, is also in New York, so he'll have some familiar faces there. But, you know, I think he was the first safety drafted in the NFL draft here this year. Very talented ball-hawking type player. The Giants put out a video of him talking to the general manager and the head coach, and you know, Tyler was the type of player that kind of always put it all out on the field and wore his heart on the sleeve, and that showed in that video. He was kind of crying down. He was breaking down and crying, kind of how emotional it was for him to be able to have a dream come true to play in the NFL.
Yeah, it is really an emotional time. I mean, that's probably the thing with family and friends there, whether they're in person in the draft this year at Detroit or, you know, at a family home or a gathering spot or whatever. You know,
yeah.
I like that because it shows it's not just the player, it's the impact on the family and the people around.
Oh, no doubt. What's great about it is he's also posted some photos on Instagram, and obviously his brother Jordan is a Gopher teammate of his, and his dad played college football. His mom was a track athlete in college, and so there's a lot of talent in that family, and you saw kind of the emotions of Tyler and Charisse and Rodney and Jordan and kind of what this moment meant to him and what it means to the program as well. The Gophers have had a first or second round draft pick in five straight years, And the last time they were able to do that was World War II era. So just kind of a nice run of success for some high-end type players. That includes, you know, Rashad Bateman and Antoine Winfield Jr., and Boye Mafe, John Michael Schmitz, and Tyler Newbin. So, and it looks like there's a chance that that's going to continue next year. Obviously, there's some really talented linemen on the Gophers team right now. Ariante Ursary, their left tackle, Jaw Joyner, a defensive end. Those two guys have put together nice college careers and are looking to cap it off here this fall before they want to hear their names called next year.
Yeah, and there's a couple of big dates in sports. When spring practice begins, when summer camp begins, and now maybe the biggest of all in college sports, when does the portal shut? When is the transfer portal over? And especially for, you know, a member of the media who covers these teams, the portal, it's insane.
Yeah, it is. It's a daily churn of development. You know, it's wild. I think what's been great for Gopher football is the fact that they've been winning in the transfer portal. You know, they've had, I think, five guys leave, five guys come in. Of the five guys that left, I think only one or two of them were on the two deep. They haven't lost a starter. Outside of Ethan Calliacmanis, 15 of the 16 presumptive starters that had eligibility from last year's team are back. And I think that's a credit to what the Gophers have done with NIL money in retaining and kind of having a cultural sustainability with their players. But, yeah, I mean, they've had some huge wins as well. Tyler Williams is a four-star transfer from the University of Georgia, who was a very highly coveted wide receiver out of the state of Florida in the 2023 class. He's going to really help what looks like a really unthreatening wide receiver room in spring practices. Daniel Jackson, their clear number one, was out and had a couple of injuries and a couple of issues, having drop issues and not being able to make explosive plays. So they needed to go out and get a wide receiver and Tyler Williams from Georgia. Obviously, that school jumps off the page. And the fact that he was, you know, top 25 wide receiver in the nation in last year's recruiting class. And then obviously Jackson Howard, who was the best in-state recruit in the 2023 class. He went to LSU for a season. He entered the transfer portal. Now he's coming back to the Gophers. So some really high-end type talent that's going to immediately plug in to their two deep and maybe even be starters next year. So while there's always kind of trepidation on who might be leaving or where people are going or what that churn is going to be every day, the Gophers, so far in the portal, which is closing in a few days, have been coming out ahead.
Yeah, wow. Lots to keep track of. And there's people, you know, this has got to change. I don't know how it changes. I think player movement of this type is here to stay. I don't think you're putting the genie back in the bottle.
No, and what I think they need to do, and obviously the flip side of this is the Gophers lost Elijah Hawkins, their point guard, one of the nation's leading assist men last season. And he said he was coming back on multiple occasions. The Gophers promoted that he was coming back and shared that, you know, point guard one is coming back and all of those different things. And it was a big success. And then, you know, somebody got to him and said, you know, hey, there might be better opportunities money-wise in the transfer portal. And he decided to start looking elsewhere. So I think while they have windows, like we talked about, like the portal open 2 weeks ago and is closing here soon, I think they also need to have some sort of binding agreement once you say you're coming and once you've committed to be able to make that, like, lock that in so that way you're not having guys like the Gopher football team last year had a number of guys that committed and then backed off that commitment. So, you know, it's difficult to kind of know what you have because you're trying to put together a spreadsheet, put together a roster of where your team is, and if they say they're in and then all of a sudden they're out, and you're left scrambling.
Yeah. There's got to be a way that people representing the players' best interests in the schools can get together on some sort of structure to sort all this out. You know, but what that looks like, I agree. Some sort of contract, some sort of agreement where it's kind of like, hey, you've agreed to be here for the next year. You know. Something along those lines.
I agree. I think that would help cut down on some of the madness that goes on. I think it's interesting to see how many people, you know, think the grass is greener on the other side. And maybe in Jackson Howard's case, when he went down to the SEC school at LSU and maybe it wasn't what he thought it was, and decided to come home. I think there's benefits to that. But I think the amount of movement that we see and the fact that it's not just a one-time transfer, we're seeing two- and three-time transfers, just given kind of how there's no kind of guardrails from the NCAA on kind of what people can do and when they can do it. I think there's, like I said, there are a couple of windows where they've kind of put it at certain times, so it's not a free-for-all all the time. I think is an encouraging step in the right direction. But, yeah, I think some sort of a written agreement that says, hey, you have to – you're signing on to stay here for X amount of time will kind of help cut down on some of the wafering that goes on.
All right, Andy, always good to visit with you. Once again, look forward to your coverage tonight. The Loons take on Sporting KC at Allianz at 7:30. Andy will, of course, be covering on social media and then have stories at TwinCities.com and in the Pioneer Press tomorrow. Have a good evening, Andy.
Yep, thanks, Steve. Take care.
All right, Andy Greeter on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.